tougher here.
Oh, here we go.
Not that I'm tough every night. The people with your cameras, you're cracking me up. With your video, there's a lady right here on the back, yes, I'm talking about you, who took 20 minutes to sit down for that song because she didn't want her camera to jolt at any point while she was videoing it. Because God forbid the clack skip around. If you are videotaping, please be respectful of the people who are behind you, though. If you're going to stand up, make sure you don't stand up in front of them. You know I'm talking to, third row. Anyway, as we sat down together to do the set list for this show. Oh, fourth. So, as we sat down together to do the set list for this show, we realized that there was somebody in the 50s who had more number one hits. I'm sorry. I'm just picking on you. It's okay. You what? You wanted a what? Oh, you can see me. We'll see, but the people behind you can't see me now. It's all good. There are going to be people here who are mad at me for saying that. There are people here who are happy that I said that. You can't ever make anybody happy all together. I just figured I'd speak my mind. Why not? So, it's like a forum here, just for discussion. It's a town forum. You say what you want to say, what you want to say, I'll say what I want to say, and we'll all be happy, and this girl will videotape it. And put it on the internet tonight. We realized when we started doing the 50s, that there was somebody in the 1950s who had more number one hits than anybody else did. He had he's the highest selling solo artist in U.S. history, and he's also he did some good things. Really, I'm flustered at this point. Some people call him a king, I call him Elvis Presley. We'll do a few of these things right now.